First thing I'll ask is your full name and title for the record.
Full name is Chad Gregory, and my title is President and CEO of United Egg Producers.
Okay. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack yesterday talked about how many in the industry are in favor of proposals to move the egg industry to cage-free eggs, and but he also talked about some issues with that. To the first point, could you tell me your organization's take on the industry and moving to cage-free?
Well, United Egg Producers has been around since 1968, and we are a farmer co-op. And we represent about 95 to 97% of all the egg production in the United States. We're their voice on, you know, food safety and environment and animal welfare and so forth. We work with Congress and all the different federal agencies. When Tom Vilsack, Secretary Vilsack, was talking about industry support to move to cage-free, I think he was talking about industry as in food industry, retailer industry. I don't think he was necessarily talking about the egg industry. And if he was, then I'm not sure that's an accurate assessment of the picture. I think based on the fact that egg farmers are going to have to spend hundreds of millions of dollars, collectively billions of dollars, to switch from one system to another doesn't mean that they're happy about this. Science actually shows, independent, credible, peer-reviewed science shows that the enriched colony cage is probably the best way to produce an egg from a holistic standpoint, food safety, animal welfare, environment, and cost to the consumer. So that's another reason why I would say egg farmers are not thrilled to be doing this. But we've always said, you know, we'll do what our customers want us to do. We'll produce an egg however way our customer wants us to produce them.
Well, to the
that's why the egg farmers are willing to do this if their customer actually wants them to do it.
Well, and that kind of goes to the second point that he brought up kind of shortly. And like I say, I reached out to the Secretary's office for a bit of a clarification. But one of the things that he mentioned was he didn't think that many of the advocates for cage-free really understood all that goes into making that switch and how it can actually happen. One of the things he said was that he didn't believe that it was possible for the industry to be, whether it be the egg industry or the food industry, to really be able to meet the demand for eggs going cage-free, because the people who were advocating it might not know entirely what goes into that. Now, I don't know if you would have a response to that statement, but if you do, I'd like to hear that. And then if you could kind of give us an idea of what exactly it does take to move an operation from conventional to cage-free.
Oh, my gosh. It's a great, great question, and it's exactly where we're at in the industry right now. Like I said earlier, egg farmers are resilient, and they want to do what their customers want. But this is a very perplexing situation we're all under right now, because current farms that they have, and that's about 90% of all the eggs produced on a daily basis right now, are in conventional cages. And to switch that 90% of the industry over to cage-free, we're looking at $45 per bird. So a million bird egg farm, which is about average nowadays for an egg farm, would cost $45 million. The 200 million birds right now the food companies and the retailers that have made these announcements so far, and we're at like at 160 companies, they collectively buy about 200 million birds worth of eggs on an annual basis. Those 200 million birds times the $45 per bird, as you can tell, is, you know, somewhere around $8 to $10 billion. So what we're saying to people like yourself and others, and we'll say this to the Secretary on the 21st, is the egg industry is not fighting this movement. They're not opposing it. but they want everyone to know that it's physically and financially impossible to do by 2025. It takes on average about 2 years just to get a permit where someone can actually then move the dirt and start building an egg farm. So just 2 years for that. There's only about 10 equipment companies in the world that even build cage-free equipment. And they're already, as you can probably imagine, Andrew, already busy with Australia and European requests to put in a bunch of cage-free equipment. So to get another 200-plus million birds in cage-free equipment in the next 9 years here, with the fact that there's only 10 companies in the world that make cage-free equipment, plus they're already busy, you know, in Europe and Australia and other places, again, causes a major problem. And then the banks, of course, are telling the egg farmers that, you know, you're going to have to come up with this money on your own, because the money that you're wanting to borrow against, the collateral that you're wanting to use to borrow the money, is your caged equipment, and your customers have now deemed that to be worthless. So there's no collateral. You can't use anything for a collateral. So the banks are saying to the farmers, you're going to have to come up with a majority of this money on your own because you don't have anything to borrow against. So the time and the cost to transition, and you know, 200-plus million birds over to cage-free by 2025 is physically and financially impossible to do, which is why the Secretary, you know, wants to get involved, and we are very thankful for that, because he's worried about the cost of food going up, and he's worried about just the overall supply of a great, high-quality, low-cost protein at that point.
Well, and that kind of leads into my next question. When it comes to, and this is more of a, from your perspective with the United Egg Producers, kind of a, I don't even know if it's philosophical at this point, but when it comes to meeting the demand for eggs, regardless of whether they're cage-free or conventional, does a cage-free operation have the ability to meet the demand worldwide for their product? I mean, does the output of a cage-free facility equal the output of a conventional facility to meet a growing demand for eggs?
Hard to answer that question, Andrew, because I think technology, evolution, entrepreneurs, I think if given enough time, and that's number of years, of course, I think that everyone will find a way to make egg farms efficient and be able to produce the right number of eggs, not only for the U.S., but also for possible international. I believe that'll happen, but it'll take years to ramp up and engineer these farms and figure out exactly how to do it. Whether they got to go the farm, the houses themselves, the barns themselves, and they have to go up. But all that is new technology and new innovation that still has to be figured out. And that's another area where we would like for USDA and the Secretary to possibly help the industry and help the food companies and help the grocery stores, is we need everybody to kind of come up with an agreement with what is cage-free. The animal rights groups, you know, are under the impression that cage-free is outdoor access and pasture per bird. The ability to, and that would be incredibly expensive, and there would be very few egg producers in the country that would even want to do that. The environmental damage, the food safety risk, the cost to the producers, all those would be disastrous if cage-free had to be, you know, outdoor access and access to pasture. We need everyone, the food companies, the retailers, USDA, the activist groups, and the egg farmers to all agree that cage-free is these aviary systems, these new aviary systems. And if that's agreed on, then again, egg farmers would know what they can build, what they can invest in, what can they plan for the future. And then at that point, over time, these aviary cage-free egg production systems, they can be, you know, good when it comes to meeting the demand that the consumers are going to want.
Okay. Now, is there anything else about this subject that you would like to make sure gets mentioned that we haven't covered yet?
I would honestly say that United Egg Producers is thankful that Secretary Vilsack is organizing this meeting to bring a variety of stakeholders together to have this conversation. Now's the time to do it, 9-10 years before these deadlines. we all need to get on the same page. We all need to have an understanding that the egg industry is not fighting this movement, but we are going to need more time to get there, and we're going to have a general and better understanding of what cage-free means. And so we're just very supportive of Secretary Vilsack and USDA organizing this meeting of the minds so that we can begin exploring this transition and having a better understanding of how we get from here to there.